The fires raging around Queensland and New South Wales have been an intense experience for everyone, particularly for the volunteer firefighters putting themselves on the line to protect lives and properties. Chris Giles is one of those. He's a volunteer with the Palmwoods Rural Fire Brigade on the Sunshine Coast. He spoke to the ABC's Owen Jacques just after coming off the line.
We just come off the fire ground, 18 hours last night shift was, and then 10 hours the night before up at Noosa.
Can you tell me a little bit about what that fire was like?
It was very unpredictable, the fire. Severe weather conditions, high fuel load, went throughout the night, gusting winds, so yeah, it was very difficult for all firefighters on the ground.
Can you tell me what that fire looks like? I mean, is it tall or low?
We had flame heights of 15 metres last night, so it was very intense for a short period of time. Undulating ground, so the fire was very severe when it was going up, and come under control very well, so everyone on the ground, all paid staff and volunteers, worked well together.
And so that was around the Corroyba area?
No, that was down at Stanley River Road.
And how, towards the end of your shift, how was the fire looking then?
Fire was good this morning. We left the fire ground about 8:30 this morning. A few plumes of smoke and that kind of stuff, but yeah, it was under control at that stage, but it's obviously heated up now and wind's picked up, so yeah, not sure where it's at the moment.
How many shifts have you done so far with this fire?
This fire one, and yeah, up previously up at Noosa the day before.
You mentioned just before when you were chatting to all the colleagues here that your time frame to backburn these days has been shortened.
Yep.
You've had about 3 weeks, whereas in previous years you'd have 2 months. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, the season's obviously got shorter due to the climate that we're experiencing, the amount of resources we've got and the infrastructure we've got to conduct these burns. That's been our biggest issue. So getting out on the ground and conducting these burns, that's our biggest challenge that we've got at the moment.
What do you mean by that? When you say the climate that we're experiencing, what do you mean by that?
Well, the hotter it gets, the less likely we are to do the controlled burns. State office or QFES will put a stop to all these burns, and then yeah, that'll be the end of our operations of doing controlled burns in our areas.
How long have you been a rural firefighter?
10 years.
And how is it? Do you find there's much difference now compared to 10 years ago in terms of the
definitely,
rural
firefighters? Yeah, so definitely is working in the local community and that kind of stuff, and getting those controlled burns done. So now, because the period's a lot shorter, it's difficult, and now we're getting turned out to more uncontrolled burns, which is difficult to control under these circumstances.